We're back.
It's the end of the year, bro.
It's basically, yeah, this is, so this episode, welcome once again to episode, this is actually episode 48, four away from 52. Oh, shit, dang, I just realized. So
it's math.
So this is the episode, basically this is the last episode, our episode of For Not All Here of the year.
Yes.
Since we're like kind of doing it bi-weekly now, but this is going to be the recap of the year and what's to come for the good old 22.
All right, I got a question for you to start off the podcast.
Okay.
Went back and listened to our year-end wrap-up last year.
Uh-huh.
And last year we named the episode The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly.
Oh yeah, I do remember that. I remember that title.
What three words would you use to describe 2021?
2021, I would call it, let's see, three words. Meh.
The meh.
I would use meh with a little bit of, oh, like you're like, oh, like trying to, you know, you're like, oh, okay, like you're getting something.
The and then, meh, the O, and the.
And I'm going to say, it could be, no, that's too many words. Hold on. Better. I'm going to say better.
The meh, the O, and the better.
Yeah, the meh, the O, and the better. That's my 2021.
That's what we got to name this episode, bro. That's what we got to name it.
The meh, the O, and the better. That actually sounds, that's funny. I like that. What would you describe? How would you, with three words? Oh,
gosh. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't have a good one. That was perfect. I like
the
that.
The meh, the O, and the better.
I like that.
It's interesting because it's looking back.
Mm-hmm.
2021, man, you kind of, what always happens in every year, because one, we're here, you know, it kind of feels like the end of the year. I don't know, maybe last year it kind of felt like it crept up, you mm-hmm. know, the year just went by like that. This one, I think that hit me, but it hit me in like October. I'm like, oh shit, like it's October.
This year flew by for me.
Okay. Yeah, for me, like, I kind of like, oh shit, it's October, and then I was like, well, it's about to be November, December,
mm-hmm.
and then November kind of went by quick, and then December feels like it's going a little slow for me.
Really?
Yeah, for me anyway.
I guess it's different for everybody.
I was gonna say a lot of stuff happened this year.
So
that's crazy.
I wrote down a whole bunch of news.
Okay.
If we want to just hit these like real quick, just talk about what happened.
Okay, yeah, let's like hit like one thing at a time, because I know there's going to be stuff in there that I forgot.
So the Capitol riots started off the year. Well, not riots, but riots.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
People storming Capitol building? Or
yeah, I remember that.
So that started the year off with a bang.
It was the Trump supporters, right?
Something that has never happened before.
That's I remember, hold on, before like you go, I remember where I was when that happened. I remember we were watching it in TV. This is before mm-hmm. I moved into this place.
Yeah, I remember.
And I remember sitting there, and to me, it actually wasn't even a big deal. Like, I really wasn't like...
I thought it was a huge deal. I was like, oh,
I literally,
shit.
The way, but I guess maybe I didn't realize how, like... That's never happened, or mm-hmm. that was like a thing. And I remember sitting there and I was like, what, they're just upset, like about to break this building. And it seemed normal to me, I guess maybe because of like prior to that, there was a lot of protests and stuff. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is just seems like normal to me as far right. as what happens here. But then I remember what changed my mind about that. I remember, I think you were watching it and you were just like, yo, do you believe that this is happening? You had said something like that, and mm-hmm. then Silence was watching it. He's like, yo, this is crazy. And then I was like, oh, is this crazy?
Yeah, I mean, you see that happening in other countries, never okay. America. Like,
oh, true, because we kind of seem like we're the organized and most in order.
Yeah, and I mean, think about security. Like, I would never think that even be possible.
Oh, yeah. Okay, see, when you put it like that, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Maybe we kind of... feel like we have a standard about ourselves.
Yeah.
And then for people to be upset.
So then right after that, Joe Biden got elected. And
oh, yeah.
So far, he has done. I don't know. I don't know what what Joe has done. I feel like Joe is a very quiet president.
He is.
Very elderly president.
Very elderly.
after Trump, I think Trump, I think they're like similar ages, but Trump, you know. There was a lot to talk about with yeah. Joe. I feel like,
I think the difference is like, you got to think about it. Like Trump was like a more vocal, like he was tweeting when he could,
mm-hmm.
you know, he was like, this is wrong, this is wrong. And he wasn't afraid. And Joe seems more like he's not on Twitter. He's not on Instagram.
Well, he is, but you know,
it's not him.
It's right. different. Did you see recently? This was really embarrassing. Uh-huh. I don't know what this video was from.
Uh huh.
But, and I don't know what it was. I should have done research before I talked about this on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
but maybe someone had died. It wasn't a funeral, but he was speaking at some event, and it was like a sad event. Joe okay. Biden. You didn't see this footage.
No, no.
Because you know what I'm talking about. So he's reading the teleprompter.
Uh-huh.
And he's saying, he was a great man, and he lived, and this was blah, blah. End message.
What?
But the teleprompter, when he was reading it, it said end message. That was where he was supposed to stop. But he read end message.
That's like a Ron Burgundy, like an Anchorman thing.
And then he tried to, like, you could tell he realized, and he tried to fix it real quick. And then he was like, end, that is the end of the message. He tried to fix it real quick.
That's hilarious. I didn't know that. Did you hear about, because I guess he's older, you know, I think he was, this might have been recent, as maybe like last month at the mm-hmm. beginning of this month, where he was in England for something mm-hmm. and he was with like the royal family, and he had been farting.
No,
you didn't hear
about
this?
That's a real thing.
That's a real thing. And the English people, he's talking about like there, he was letting out these farts or whatever, and they were making fun of him and talking about it. Same thing with,
you're sure that's real?
I'm dead serious.
All right, I gotta look that up.
Now the second thing that I'm about to say, I don't know if it's real. It just made me laugh that this could be real, and I wouldn't put it past him. Huh. But supposedly he met the Pope, right? Mm-hmm. And he was with the Pope, and he accidentally, like, he shit himself meeting the Pope, supposedly.
All right, I feel like you're lying, bro.
I'm dead serious. At the same time, with how old he is, I don't put it past him.
Sheesh.
I know Secret Service had to get him in and get him out. They're like, hey, get him out of here. But
is he going, how's he going to do next year?
I don't know. I wanted to ask something because that, you know, you're funny you say that. Some people are saying that he won't make the 4 years.
I've heard that.
Like, it's just, he's getting so old that at the point, it might get to a point where he just, Kamala, I can't remember how it's pronounced, but supposedly
the vice president.
Yes. The vice president will take over, but that's just like people are speculating that,
you know, she took over for like an hour.
When?
I didn't know this was a thing.
For real?
This is an actual thing. When presidents, Joe Biden was at the doctor.
Uh-huh.
And when they go to those situations, they actually transfer power.
Oh.
Because there has to, I didn't know this, there has to literally be someone on call at a moment's notice.
Oh, okay.
So if he's if he's like unable to do things for a specific moment, they actually transfer power.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
That's crazy.
So she was the president, or had control for like an hour.
Do you think she kind of felt like when Thanos got them the four stone or the six stones, and she was like, oh, I like this for like an hour. And then after, she's like, give me that back.
Yeah.
Which I wanted to ask you something, because I saw this on Twitter real quick while we're on the subject of Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. You know, recently he was saying that he wasn't going to extend student loan, I guess, like a time period for people to like get themselves together before they start paying again.
Right.
I don't remember him promising that. Did he promise that?
I think he did. He also promised to like wipe away half of it.
I thought it was only like $10,000 worth.
Well, maybe I'm wrong.
I don't remember half. Like, I don't remember half.
I thought there was a big promise. And I've seen people are upset about this recently.
Yeah. Because some people are saying, he said he was going to wipe away all student debt. And I was like, I don't remember that. That doesn't sound like something the government would do.
I feel like he said it.
Maybe he did just to get elected, you know, or get some votes, you know. Makes sense.
So.
But shit's crazy.
All right, what else happened in the world, man? We landed a rover on Mars.
Oh, yeah.
A robot took a picture.
That's right. And then I looked at it. I was like, man, it looked like the desert. It looked like Arizona a little bit.
COVID has continued. Increased, decreased, increased.
You know,
it's starting to increase again.
With the, what is it, Omicron variant now? Somebody said the Omarian variant.
Yeah. this is a big thing in sports. Now there's a lot of teams where half of the team is out because of COVID or COVID protocol.
Yo, that's wild.
And they might have to start shutting down sports again.
Wow.
Which I don't know if you remember, but, during our first lockdown, when the lockdown actually really happened last year, right? There hasn't really been a lockdown this year.
Yeah.
But last year, sports were the first thing to go.
Yeah.
I think it was the Golden State Warriors. They shut down their arena and, you know, and then it kind of just tumbled downward from there. Well, what's happening right now is a lot of these sports teams, half of the guys are getting COVID and COVID protocol, and they're trying to figure out what to do. The NBA has actually implemented some new rules. where they're allowing teams to bring in more players because, you know, half of the roster is gone.
To make up for.
So they're like, yeah, you guys need to sign people on 10-day contracts and you're allowed to bring, they're trying to bring people up from like, you know.
That makes me wonder. I mean, probably because I know this dude's also talented, but Isaiah Thomas, that's why he got a 10-day contract.
And he just played his first game for the LA Lakers last night, and he was their leading scorer with 19 points. I watched the game.
That's crazy.
That's not a good sign for the Lakers. Someone from the G League. Yeah. I mean, Isaiah's dope, right? Yeah. Maybe he shouldn't have been in the G League. Maybe he should have been on a team. But that's a bad sign for the Lakers that someone from the G League comes up and then is your leading scorer for the game.
Exactly.
That's not good.
It made me think of, I remember when COVID started getting like real serious. You remember, I don't know if you remember this, but there was like an Oklahoma City Thunder game where one of the players or somebody got COVID and they canceled the whole game before it even went, like they were in the first quarter.
It was in,
Or was it in halftime? Halftime.
They canceled the game. Yep.
And they had to be like, hey, everybody's got to go. Yeah. Or whatever. I was like, damn.
That was a wild time. I remember that. That was a wild time.
I still remember going to like Publix and like even the.
We went to Nam De Mum. You weren't there with us. Were you there with us?
Yeah. I was there
that was wild.
That was wild with all those lines.
The
and
line
like,
was incredible,
bro. It was like almost to the middle of the back. And like I remember, the main thing everybody was looking for was water, toilet paper, paper towels, and basically like it just really essentials. And everybody was just trying to like hunker down.
Yeah.
And I remember it felt so crazy.
It
I was
really
like,
felt
yeah.
like you know the an apocalypse, man. I loved it. We need more apocalypses.
It reminded me of, remember, I think we were running out of toilet paper, or I was running out of toilet paper. I remember on Amazon, I got lucky and got like an 8-pack of toilet paper. And I was
you
like,
you ordered toilet paper off of Amazon. I remember
felt
that.
Like I won the lotto. I was like, yeah, what the hell?
Man, that was 2020 was a strange year. 2021 wasn't that strange, but.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This was the year that billionaires went to space for kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Branson, Jeff Bezos, William Shatner.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
Jeff Bezos took William Shatner up there. SpaceX also took several successful flights. Didn't take Elon, though. He's going to wait for Mars. He's going to.
Do you think he's going to go?
Eventually, yeah.
Think so?
I do.
He's probably going to get like a few tests.
He
and
said
like, okay.
I think one of his life goals is to be buried on Mars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen.
Hey, good for him, bro.
R. Kelly was found guilty of many things. Racketeering, sexually exploiting a child, kidnapping, bribery, and sex trafficking.
You know what's interesting and crazy about that? And so, like, that happened, right? And then everybody was like, you had a division of people who they were like, we're canceling him, no more music. But then this kind of actually made his plays go up further. And then now it's kind of weird. Cause so, like, I'm like, now I feel like I'm a little bit more on TikTok and I'm like watching, you know, just being on TikTok, watching these short videos. And people are starting to use these audios of like R. Kelly and some of his music. And I was like, I wonder.
I haven't seen those. Well, in reference to what? Are they just dancing or are they pointing out things? Or
No. Just to like make jokes or make like funny TikToks and stuff. And so I wonder, I'm like, this is interesting. I wonder if they even care or do they even remember? Because after a while, as the year goes on, you kind of forget a lot of stuff, you know? It's kind of like, didn't Bill Cosby get out? Didn't he get out?
Did he get out this year? Was that this year?
I think it was this year he got out. And supposedly, like, well, I mean, nothing happened from what he said. Supposedly he wanted to go on tour and do a tour or whatever.
I told you Bill Cosby is the only comedian I've ever seen in person.
Really?
I told you this, right?
What?
I feel like I told you this on the podcast.
You might have, but I don't remember.
I saw one of his comedy shows when I was a kid.
Wow.
It was very wholesome, very funny.
Wow.
I was there with my mom, my dad, and my grandparents. In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, we went to a Bill Cosby show.
That's wild.
Yep.
That's crazy. And then now you're like, whoa, what the hell? Like,
yeah. Bill Cosby might have been scoping out ladies from the crowd.
Oh, my God. Might have been drugging a few. No. That's crazy. But yeah, so that happened. And I want to say that happened this year, but I don't know. My years run together.
And speaking of the Lakers, I feel like this take may age poorly.
Uh-oh.
But I feel like we're finally starting to see the decline of LeBron James.
I believe that.
The amazing LeBron, he's been in the league for 19 seasons. I'm not hating on LeBron. I love LeBron. One of my favorite players of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're finally starting to see that age creep in.
Yeah.
Everybody thought the Lakers were going to be killer this year. They have many, many former All-Stars on the team.
Yeah.
and it's just not working out. We're going to see how it goes. They're not doing well.
No, I definitely understand. It's interesting because I think it is hitting him now. Because how do you know how old he is?
He's exactly my age.
Oh, wow.
So I don't want to say that. He said, oh, wow.
No. But I'm saying, so.
He graduated high school in 2003.
Whoa. Okay, so that puts it in perspective for me. So then, hold on. So then that makes me bring, the reason why I say that, because I do kind of see, he still has hints of that athleticism, but you can tell that he's.
He still has it. I mean, he's still top 10 player.
He is, but I don't think he has it as he once had it.
Right. You know I mean, he used to always be number one or number two. Mm-hmm. Now he's probably like a top five player.
Yeah. It makes me think of when you see that man, he's aging with, I mean, with medicine and technology today, like he can probably be a lot healthier than say, you know, watching Michael age is like different than seeing LeBron age, if that makes sense. And like, because Michael's in his prime, you were like, damn, he's in his prime. And then once those later years into the Wizards, you're like, oh, okay. He still has moments of it. But
right.
I think LeBron's going to take a little bit longer to age to maybe however Michael aged, if that makes sense.
Well, he's already older than.
Than where Michael was.
I'm not sure how old Michael was when he came back with the Wizards. But definitely he's already older than all Michael's Bulls days.
So let me ask you this then. Do you think, with how big LeBron is, do you think that he's in, let me not say engulfed, but become a little bit more legendary to the newer generations than Michael ever was?
Yeah.
Because, you know, kind of like we kind of grew up watching Michael and then towards the end, and then we, Michael to Kobe to then see LeBron come into the league and see how great he became. And it's kind of like, okay. Because I always wonder if like Michael, like us considering Michael legend, will ever go away and the new kids be like, no, Michael was okay, but
Kobe, LeBron's the GOAT.
LeBron's the GOAT or so on and so forth.
I think that's already happening. I think it's a generational thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Now, did you see, staying on basketball, I saw Steph Curry broke Ray Allen's record.
Yep. Did you watch the game?
No, I only saw like the highlights and stuff.
It was a dope game. It had a playoff atmosphere. It had a crazy atmosphere. They were playing at Madison Square Garden, but the entire crowd was standing up until he got the record. And whenever he got the ball, the whole crowd would just stand up.
Wow.
And when he got the record, they stopped the game for a minute. And it was dope. It was dope to see. He's amazing.
Did you see Spike Lee like
laying down on the ground trying to get those photos? Why didn't we see the photos?
No,
he needs to post them.
Somebody did post them. Somebody posted. They weren't that great.
They weren't.
No, like it was just a picture of Steph.
I gotta go
talking
to
people and people looking at him. To me, he could have got a better angle. But but still, it's a moment. You know? But that's crazy. I think to be honest, Steph is probably, he's already surpassed Ray Allen. He's like this generation's Ray Allen.
Yeah,
it's crazy how clutch he is.
He has also changed the game. They were talking about stats. So when Reggie Miller was playing, you know, originally the record, Reggie Miller had the record, then Ray Allen had it. When Reggie Miller was playing, teams shot 5 threes per game.
Oh, wow.
Teams, a whole team.
Yo.
Now teams shoot, I think it's either 33 or 34 threes per game.
Holy shit.
And Steph has really been a part of that change.
Yeah.
So, you know, their career is a little different because they weren't able to put up the amount of threes that he's been able to put up.
Wow. Yep. It makes me think of like, because you're right, the game has shifted. Now it makes me think of like, so it probably won't be maybe for like a few years, but the person that's going to surpass him,
I think someone will eventually break it.
Yeah.
It could be Trae Young. Trae Young is on pace to, I think Trae Young hit the most threes, was the quickest of 400 threes of all time.
Wow. That's crazy.
But he'd have to have a crazy career where he stays at the same level or better for 10 or more years. And Curry, he's still going. So I don't know if Trae will catch it, but the way kids play basketball now, all they're doing is shooting threes.
Of course.
Three, 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 three,
three, three.
So I think there's going to be kids out there. So, you know, somebody out there will break his record.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was going to say 2021 was also a crazy year going from sports. Really, I kind of feel like it was crazy for series, like TV series and movies, because Squid Games took over and it felt like it had a chokehold for like a month or two where it was just taking over. It kind of felt like a lot of Asian film and TV shows kind of got real popular this year. That's what it feels like.
I only know that one.
You only know that one? I feel like, well, I know it's because me.
You're more anime. You're hip to the anime. I'm not really hip to that scene.
Yeah. And like, it's because I say that because I think, what was the show? Oh, that Netflix show. There's a show called Bridgerton, that like time period show where it's like back in the.
That's Asian?
No. I was saying bringing that up, that Squid Games beat that in a record like amount, and it became the most streamed thing on Netflix.
Bridgerton had the record.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And then Squid Games beat them, but then another, I think it was a Korean series, beat Squid Games.
Really?
Faster.
What?
The name is Hellbound.
It just came out.
Yeah, it came out like I think a month or two ago.
Why didn't I hear about this? Mm-hmm. It's an anime?
No. It's a live action. The premise is that people living in the world, and then basically these demons.
I saw the trailer for that.
Yeah,
that beat Squid Games.
Yeah,
what?
I think it did. I want to say it did because people were talking about it, that it got like so many people started watching it so quick, it was at a record number.
Why are you lying, bro?
I'm dead serious.
Why are you lying? I'm dead.
But
I started watching a new show called Foundation. It's pretty dope.
Foundation. Why does that sound
it's
familiar?
It's a sci-fi. It's on Apple TV.
Okay.
I have three free months of Apple TV, so I'm using it.
Oh, so you're like, bet. Let me.
It's dope. Sci-fi. Kind of like Game of Thrones meets Star Wars meets. It's a little bit romantic corniness thrown in there.
I get that.
The first episode made me think it was going to be the best show of all time.
Oh, really? Was that good?
The first episode.
Like The Walking Dead? But then
after that, you know.
Like The Walking Dead, you're like, oh shit, it's about to be amazing.
Yeah.
I was gonna say,
I like it though.
But yeah, so it's like the whole like what is it, like movie and TV scene kind of felt like it changed a lot. And I mean, but then also, you know, this was also this year, and then the previous year everything got halted a little bit.
Spider-Man's breaking records.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
It just already came out. I need to see it.
I think 50 million
for, are you like, gonna see it in theaters?
Yeah, I'm gonna see it in theaters.
I'm not.
Oh, you know.
I'm probably bootleg it. Sorry, Spider-Man.
You're going to get a Spoderman. Hey, it's me, Spoderman.
Spider-Man.
But yeah, I want to go see that. I was going to say, because I've seen a lot of, there was actually some dope superhero movies that came out this year. Like, I really like Suicide Squad. Have you seen that?
I have not. You told me it was
good.
Oh
my God, it's so good, man.
Really?
It's so, like, it's not your typical superhero movie. There's a lot, if you haven't seen it, it's a lot of killing. A lot of people blow up and stuff or whatever. But like, the whole movie put together is really great.
I gotta see it.
Yep. I really like what James Gunn did with like Idris Elba and all these other people. Everybody works well together.
Mm-hmm.
So that came out. But it's very interesting. So now, yeah, Spider-Man came out. I want to go see that. Now it's like I'm real interested to see if like Marvel's able to keep things going. And hopefully what I'm trying to do is stay away from like social media talking about Spider-Man, because what I don't want to happen is for people to build it up so much that it doesn't live up to the hype. And I'm like, this movie was
okay. I feel like some of the surprises have already been ruined. It'd be dope if those surprises weren't like a known thing.
Yeah. It's so hard to keep like things secret nowadays, yeah. Just with social media, and you know, people are like looking for things. And so
right. It's
kind of crazy. I want to say this year too, I feel like this year, maybe I think more so this year was a big year for NFTs. NFTs felt like they were like, I saw them everywhere and people are always talking about it and stuff, even though I didn't like them as much. But it made me think of like how far they've come. Because when did they first start?
I remember really when you told me about them. That was a minute ago.
Yeah. But this year, like as it progressed, it feels like that was like the early stages, and we're still in the early stages, but it feels like it's grown even further of like people doing these things. Now people are into the metaverse. Have you seen the thing where people are owning land in virtual space?
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a thing where somebody paid $200,000 to be Snoop Dogg's neighbor in the metaverse.
That's
like
funny.
That is funny, but like it makes me think of like, damn, really? Somebody pay $200,000 just to be fake neighbors? Like,
well, I mean, people pay. I think people have paid like millions for the Bored Ape Yacht Club. You know those?
What's that?
That's like one of the most popular NFTs. You've never seen these? It's the like the image of the monkey or the chimp.
Oh yeah, yeah. And they're just different types.
That's Bored Ape Yacht Club. Oh. That's one of the biggest ones. And then there's CryptoPunk. You know CryptoPunk?
What's that?
It's like the little square looking face. like a little square head.
Maybe. Maybe
looks,
I've seen it.
It looks really like crappy.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like old school video games, like
2D-ish, NES. Yeah. Like 2D art, yeah. Pixel art or whatever.
Those are the biggest two.
That's crazy, man. I was listening to a podcast with the Beeple guy. He was on Joe Rogan.
I want to check that out. I need to check that out.
It's very interesting hearing him talk about it. He was saying for 4 years straight.
Drops a piece of art every day.
Every single day. And he was like, Joe Rogan was asking him, he's like, every single day for 4 years? He's like, yep, it doesn't matter what's going on. Doesn't matter if my wife's pregnant, she's having a kid. I got to drop a piece of art.
You know what? Silence just put me onto this. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these digital art guys, because I assumed that they were creating all this stuff from scratch.
Oh, yeah.
But it's kind of like Legos.
Yeah.
There's tons of resources out there, and you just pick and grab and then put it together.
Yep.
So it's not, I thought it was like mind blowing and oh my God, they had to render this and make this and make
build
this.
Build this, create this.
But when I think about it like that, it's kind of like, oh, I guess I could make a piece of art every day. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Really, the way that Beeple was talking about it, because most of the time, if he didn't want to spend time creating something, he would just buy something that somebody had already created. And so, like, he was saying that, like, he had done some art based on, like, Trump and Kim Jong-un. And he just went to, like, one of these popular websites where they sell it, and he just bought something for like $80 that somebody already created, like a Trump or like a character or whatever.
And then used that
in the art. And so he didn't have to take the hours that it would take to actually do that. So
come on, people.
And we're back. All right, it's almost that time, but right now it's time for predictions for 2022, which I think I was about to say it's going to be a great year, but then it'd be funny if it's horrible.
So E, right before we get there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went back and skimmed through our podcast for last year,
mm-hmm.
to our predictions from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to them.
Uh-oh.
And we got a couple right.
Oh, did we?
We got most wrong.
Oh, okay.
Most
makes
wrong.
Makes sense.
So I'm going to just go through them real quick, super quick.
Gotcha.
I said there would be a bad song in response to WAP. There should be a song named Big Ass Dick. It didn't happen. Somebody can still do it. You can do it, bro, if you want to put it out.
That's you know what I call mean? It bid. No, bad.
I said it would be 2021 would be half as bad as 2020. I think I was right.
Yeah, that makes sense. Half as bad. Perspective, yeah, I think so.
Donald Trump will be replaced by someone worse on the right. It didn't happen. Hmm. Danny Lay would have a number one record.
Didn't happen.
She's been going through a lot.
I can only imagine.
Have you been seeing what's been going on?
I just know she had a baby from DaBaby.
And there was a whole bunch of wild stuff.
Hey, you know, it is what it is.
LeBron will repeat as the Lakers. I was wrong.
Oh.
Major artists will diss Drake. I was wrong.
Wait, did he not? Didn't Kanye diss Drake?
I mean, that had already happened for multiple.
Gotcha.
Bruno Mars will drop a smash record out of nowhere.
Yeah, Silk Sonic, they dropped. Man, they actually felt like they took over for a while.
I was right. I can't believe I was right. McDonald's will partner with Bieber. Didn't happen.
Damn.
Chance the Rapper will drop a record with Taylor Swift. Didn't happen. Kendrick Lamar will drop a trap-influenced album. Didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't dropped it.
Kanye will retire from rap and unretire. Did it happen? Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
That happens every year.
I mean, basically, he's like, I'm done.
So those were my predictions. These were your predictions.
Oh, okay. What's mine?
You said we will have another lockdown.
Didn't happen.
Trump will return back to reality TV and bring back The Apprentice.
Didn't happen.
Clubhouse will disappear Twitter or Facebook will buy Clubhouse.
Clubhouse did disappear.
It did kind of fall off the map. You were hating on Clubhouse really hard for a while.
Hate Clubhouse. Hate that place.
You said Taco Bell brings back the Mexican pizza.
Damn, didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Americans will not be able to travel because of coronavirus.
Kind of, sort of, half right.
D'Angelo will drop a surprise album.
Didn't happen.
So those were our predictions from last year.
That's hilarious.
We got a couple right.
Hey, I'll take it. You know, you gotta, what is it? Break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Mm. All right, so time for 2022 predictions.
Gotcha.
You want to kick it off?
I got some. I think that, so this is what's going to happen. I wrote this down because hopefully this makes sense. I think NFTs are going to get bigger.
Mm.
But not by a lot, but it's going to be a slow burn.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the metaverse will also get a little bit bigger, but kind of like the way that technology works, there's going to be hiccups that are going to happen that make it look kind of lame. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to take somebody to kind of be like the spokesperson in a way. Like, no, this is actually pretty dope. And it's going to actually make it start to be kind of cool. But they're going to have to go through kind of like what the iPhone did. At first, there's a bunch of bugs. You know, they're just trying to get shit out there to make money. But it's going to come back strong.
I'm seeing lots of athletes get into the NFTs, like the Bored Ape Yacht Club. All these NBA players are now buying those and putting them as their avatar.
Yeah.
Did you see Kylie Jenner wanted to buy one? And she offered this guy, she was going to maybe offer this guy like millions of dollars. She sent him a DM and he blocked her.
What?
You got to be bold to just turn down like millions of dollars
That's hilarious.
Digital piece of art.
Damn, he must not like her. He must. Yeah.
I would have taken that money.
Holy moly. Yeah. That's wild. That's one of my predictions.
I had an NFT type prediction.
Okay. Uh-oh.
So people have been trying to say the stock market's going to crash for
a minute. Say that. Yeah, they're talking about,
they keep putting out these videos, it's going to crash, it's going to crash.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Inflation's been going through the roof, right?
Yeah.
Inflation's been crazy. I'm predicting there is actually going to be a crash. In 2022, the stock market along with NFTs and crypto.
Whoa.
Will all epically crash. But then rebound back just to regular before the end of the year.
That's how that makes sense.
So when it crashes, y'all, buy the dip. If you believe in this stuff, if you believe in NFTs, you believe in stocks, you believe in crypto, when you see that dip, go ahead and buy some.
Buy the dip, you will repent. No.
You're making it religious.
I could definitely see that, because I can't remember. I think it was either NFTs or the like Bitcoin craze where people were talking about, like, it's just a matter of time. They always say that. It's just a matter of time before, because there's this thing that's just bubbling and it's waiting and it could pop any moment. And so I wouldn't be surprised, because it kind of feels like we're going towards the edge of this cliff. And like, it feels like we can fall at any time. But I don't think the fall is going to be as bad as everybody think it's going to be. I think it's going to be a little bit bad, but then it's just going to rebound and come back in a different way, you know. But I have a prediction that I think... this is the NBA talk.
Okay.
I think the Suns will go back to the finals.
Really?
Yep. And against the Milwaukee Bucks. I think it's going to be a repeat.
Wow. And who's going to win?
Suns. I think Suns will come back and they're going to feel kind of like we should have had that first one, because they were up, 3-1, I think, at a time. Or 3-2, and they could have finished it, but they didn't. And I think that's going to be in there. It's haunting them. And I think the Bucks are like, well, we won. And they're going to kind of like let off the gas a little bit. So, because I just don't see Brooklyn making it. For as great as KD is and everything, there's so much. You see.
They're bringing Kyrie back.
Yeah.
On road games.
And I'm like, with COVID and everything, it's just like causing hell in the sports world.
Right.
And so.
Okay. So since you said that, I'm going to say the Bucks versus the Warriors. I want to say the Bucks are going to repeat, but I'm going to say Warriors. Warriors over Bucks.
See, and I was going to say the Warriors, but Klay isn't like healthy 100% yet.
So he comes back in January.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be as like, he's great, but I think he's going to take one more year.
They're killing it without him.
I think now that Steph has this record, it's going to go to his head. No.
All right. I got one.
All right.
Joe Biden will do nothing at all. It's my prediction.
So he's just going to sit there and be like, I'm here, but I'm not here.
Right.
I could see that.
Did you see they did the bing bong thing with Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Bing bong.
I can't believe that video took off like it did.
That video is hilarious. But now I'm getting tired of it.
Yeah, I'm getting really tired of it.
They missed a golden opportunity. I really wanted them to make Joe Biden say, "Hey, yo." I thought that would have been spectacular.
That'd be hilarious. Lord. This would be his second year, right?
Yes.
Going to say, damn, that's so crazy. I kind of feel like...
You miss Trump, don't you?
No. No. I almost feel like when you really think about it, 4 years is a really long time.
Yeah, it is.
Like, for a president. I was like, I think we should... this was going to happen. No, never mind. That'll probably happen down the road. I was going to say...
Thousands of years from now.
Yeah. The age for presidents ends at 60. If you're past 60, you can't run for president anymore. But...
I don't know.
I was going to say, I also have another sports thing, Super Bowl talk. The Bucks will go back to the Super Bowl. But they're going to face the Patriots, and it's going to be Tom Brady versus his old team, and Tom will win.
That would be incredible. Are they in the same?
No, Bucks are in the AFC, or no, NFC, and Patriots are in AFC.
Okay. See, I don't know those leagues well enough for me to even say teams, but I say the Bucks are not going to make it.
Oh.
That's my prediction.
Okay.
Island Boys are going to have a Billboard 100 hit.
I fucking hate them, bro. Gonna hit the I hate Billboard. That song. I hate the little... They look so interesting. They are very cringe.
They've cornered the market on cringe.
That's wild. I could definitely see them riding that wave and making something.
Silence was telling me everything they do is very calculated. Mm. They're actually really smart, and they go viral intentionally.
Mm.
And it actually makes sense, because they just went on, it's either Logan Paul or Jake Paul. One of them has a podcast.
Okay.
And one of the Island Boys, they were on there, and they started arguing with the dude, acting like they wanted to fight and they wanted to get tough. And it seemed like dude wasn't even
trying to fight.
Yeah. But it was manufactured.
Mm.
It was created for
like the buzz or whatever.
So
I could see that, man. In this day and age, you know, it almost feels like people don't just do things to just do them. They kind of, you know, have things that they want to.
Me and you should start beefing.
No, we do the podcast and like we're doing it via internet next because they can't be in the same room.
Fuck you, E.
All right.
Where do we leave off? Who was it?
We're talking about the Island Boys and
it was my. Yeah, I went.
Me,
okay.
Yeah.
Your turn.
My turn.
You got one?
Let me think. Hold on. I actually think that. Oh, I remember one thing. Mm. I think that next year you're going to see a rise in more electric cars. And I think we're slowly going to, it's not going to be like major, but you're going to see like, now I'm starting to notice there's a lot more electric cars out there and a lot of people are making them that I think people are going to start to transition into getting electric cars. You know, random's funny story yesterday. So my part-time gig that I work, I take pictures of cars at dealerships, and this guy who works at one of the dealerships, he's like, "Hey, Kia, could I drive like a Kia?" He's like, "You drive a Kia, right?" Mm. I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Isn't it time to upgrade?"
He was trying to sell you a car?
He's trying to sell me a car to get rid of my car. And I was like, "Well, no, the next car I want is like a Tesla. Mm. I want electric." He's like, "You don't want nothing else?" I was like, "No, I want electric. I don't want to deal with this anymore." And he was like, "Oh, all right. Well."
All right. I hope you're right. Tesla is the biggest... holding in my stock portfolio.
Isn't the Cybertruck coming out next year or supposed to?
I think so.
So I think you're going to see, that's going to be crazy to see on the road.
Yeah.
Seeing this Lego car looking
thing. I like it. I'd like to have one.
It looks real. It does look like a car from the future.
Like it was made in Minecraft.
Basically.
Minecraft cars. Yeah, I'm with that, man. I think it'd be great for the environment. It'd be great for my stock portfolio. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Buy Tesla, everybody.
Yep.
All right. Well, Danny Lay will have a hit record.
You're going to say it again?
Counting on you, Danny. It's your year this year. Last year wasn't your year.
She's going to have a baby, so.
Well, she already had a baby.
Oh, did she already have it?
Yeah.
Oh, whoops. Thought she was still prego.
You're not hip to the Danny Lay news out here.
No, not really.
The baby did her wrong, bro.
I bet he did.
He did her wrong. on live, on Instagram live. Danny Lay, just find, you know.
Mm, I got another prediction.
You got one?
It's music related.
All right.
Kanye West and Drake will do a joint EP together.
Mm, I don't think it's going to happen. But I'd like for it to happen. That'd be interesting.
Either that or they're going to do one song together, like an actual new song together.
Did you watch any of their show?
I saw clips and highlights. It actually looked really dope.
The stage was cool. It was like this big circular mountain thing.
Yeah. It was real crazy, but it was so interesting. I was like, damn, it almost felt planned that they were always going to do this in a way. Because I was like, they were doing the concert and then Amazon, you know, had the rights to shoot it and stuff. And I'm like... Like, did y'all know about this?
All that beef manufactured.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Exactly.
We got to start beefing, bro.
Oh, boy. No longer cool, ass people.
All right. Chance the Rapper is going to have a triumphant return, and the world is going to love him again. The world has turned on Chance.
Man.
I'm still counting on you, Chance.
Bad.
Used to be my favorite artist.
Yeah.
This is your year, bro.
Did you ever see the, I don't think you're on TikTok that much, but there was a video he did for advertisement for Starbucks.
Were people just clowning him?
Bro, it was so bad. So what he did was he had like a beat machine and he was playing these random chops or whatever. Bro, they were so bad. Like, I remember, so I saw that and I was like, as a producer, I was like, this is horrible. And then I was like, you kind of look at, it was like a contest for people who were into Starbucks and wanted to win something or whatever. And so you had people dancing to it or whatever. But then like after two or three, that's when like it really, people started to jump on and like clown him and just clown Starbucks. It got so bad to the point that Starbucks took off the video and they were like, uh-oh, we can't have this on there. So
come on, Chance.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, did you see, is it Reese's cereal? Do they have a cereal?
Reese's Puffs?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That is a cereal. They had these where they gave out Reese's NPCs to producers. You didn't see this?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hit-Boy made a beat with one. Tinashe made a beat with one. It looked dope. It's weird. It's weird. This weird little thing.
Oh, anyway, wow.
That's random.
What the hell? Reese's Puffs.
Reese's Puffs NPCs. Okay, so... there's going to be more variants and more vaccines.
Bro, I was going to say, it was funny. I had wrote down about the variant. I believe you on the variant. So now we're at Omicron.
There's going to be a Zeta and a.
There's going to be an Alpha Omega.
There's going to be a AAA and a AA and a.
That's so funny. I can't remember. I actually read somewhere that the reason why they give the names that they do, like Omicron, they can't name it. I think it has to do with like, they can't use.
The Greek alphabet?
It's the Greek alphabet. And they did that because I think when it came to like names, you know how sometimes like storms or something, they'll give them people's name. Mm-hmm. First, they didn't want diseases attached to names to give it that like bad.
Damn, you got that Ashley disease? Ooh.
The Ashley variant.
Damn.
The Karen variant. Uh oh.
Ashley killing everybody out here.
Karen out here intoxicating everybody. No. I think that what's going to happen next year, another prediction. This might be my last one.
Last prediction.
I think Marvel is going to make more great movies, but I think DC's making a comeback.
Mm.
Because there's a Batman movie coming out, and I think people are going to be like, holy shit, this is the comeback. And
then with the Robert dude, Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson, yep. And then I think DC's going to finally start to be like a household name as far as when it comes to superhero movies.
Well, I mean, it is a household name.
But like as far as like the track record of good movies, I should say.
That Superman movie was dope as fuck.
I like the way it's shot and how it looks. Zack Snyder? Or
was that it?
The director?
He did Superman?
Yeah.
That Superman was dope.
I like the way he did it.
All right, I got two more.
Okay.
The Black Eyed Peas will return with a smash record. Out of nowhere.
I don't know about that. Isn't like Fergie not cool with them?
They're gonna figure it out. Or they're just gonna leave her off of it. Black Eyed Peas are going to return.
Oh, I know what's going to happen. Sorry, I got one more. You just made me realize. So one thing about this year, the most streamed artist was Bad Bunny in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Most streamed on Spotify. I think what's going to happen is you're going to slowly see even more Latin influences coming into the music industry. And they just take over.
That Olivia Rodriguez girl, she came out of nowhere. Where is she from?
Where is she from? I think she was born in America, but I don't know where like her parents or anything. Oh,
okay,
from.
So she is American.
I think she's American, but she really I was like, who the fuck is this? And came out of
people
nowhere.
People love her.
It almost felt like her first project that came out this year was like number one like that.
I think she's gonna get number one in 2022, most streamed.
So? I could see that.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yep.
All right. Reddit. Well, this is like for the nerds out there.
Nerds.
Any nerds that listen to the podcast? I use Reddit. You use Reddit?
Mm-hmm.
Reddit will IPO, which they've announced. Oh, okay. This is a thing that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to happen?
Uh-oh.
They're going to start locking down on porn and free speech.
Ooh.
And it's going to go the way of Tumblr.
So Tumblr's making a comeback.
No.
Tumblr
used to be. Tumblr had a valuation at like billions, and now Tumblr's worth millions? Like 3 million. It was bought for like $1 billion or something crazy like that.
They got out so lucky and so good, man.
Because they cracked down on porn, right?
Yeah.
Uh huh. And that's what Reddit's going to do. Reddit is there's porn, a shitload of porn all over Reddit.
All over Reddit.
But they want to go public.
Of course, so they're going to have to crack down on that, is what you're saying, yeah.
And, I mean, this same thing, we talked about this with OnlyFans, right?
Yeah.
You know, they had all these problems, and then they were like, well, we're no longer going to do this. And then they said, well, okay, we're going to do this now. So whenever you mix banks and
porn
official stuff with porn,
it's bad news.
Didn't go well. Yeah. I love Reddit.
Sorry, Reddit.
Reddit, let the porn just flow freely, and you're going to be fine.
That's hilarious. Last one. There's going to be a competitor to OnlyFans. It's going to be called Only Porn. No.
I mean.
No. I think OnlyFans is probably here to stay. But
yeah.
Anyway, it's that
It's that time.
That's a perfect way to end the last episode of 2021. That's what 2021 feels like.
Well, is that Sync Clap week?
No. The me going, it's that time, and then you going. the not being like, oh shit, hold on. We got to do Sync Clap first. Anyway, it's that time for the Not All Here moment. This is the last Not All Here moment of 2021.
Last one, bro.
Damn, bro.
Last time we could be stupid this year.
This year. We're not allowed after this episode.
No.
I'll let you go first.
Okay, mine's really short. Shortest one I've ever had.
Okay.
So, at the house that I live in, you know, sometimes my roommates make Not All Here moments. And
of course.
It's understandable for E. He understands.
Yes.
Other people aren't going to understand as much. Uh-huh. So I walk into the living room / kitchen area. You can see them both. And it's dark. Mm-hmm. But someone's cooking. So I inquire. I say, are you cooking food in the dark? And they respond, yeah. And I ask why. And they respond, I just want to test my skills.
Yo.
I say, you're cooking in the dark to test your skills. I said, yeah.
And you immediately say, get out. No.
So, you know.
Oh, my God. I already know who it is. You ain't even got to say nothing. I already know.
I mean,
what the hell?
Maybe you do become a dope chef if you cook in the dark. It's just whip. You know what I mean? You
can't see the seasonings.
Your instincts are just like, bam. You know what I mean? You got to have sharp instincts.
I don't know about that. That's hilarious. That's so funny, but I'd be scared as fuck. I'd be like, what the fuck going on? That's crazy. Well, my novel here actually is a recent one. Actually happened yesterday.
Okay.
So, all right. So yesterday, to kind of quickly go into it, me and my partner, we went out to get some ramen, delicious ramen with friends. Man, it's fucking good ass ramen. I haven't had ramen in a long time, and I'm like, damn, this is good.
Really?
Uh-huh. It was really good. So at the time, everybody was getting a drink to, like, you know, some maybe like a glass of wine or something. I was like tired from the day because I had worked all day, and I was like, my body's like, you don't want to drink right now. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna stick to water. I actually wanted a ginger ale. They didn't have ginger ale. I was like, fine, stick to water. Then I had a realization, oh, I can just drink at the house. I'll just drink at the house. That's what I'll do. So, but we come home, I got like 3 kombucha beers. And that's usually like my thing. 3 kombucha beers and I'm good to go for the rest of the night. I'm done. So I drink one, having fun, and I'm like, okay, bet. And I'm starting to feel it early. And I'm like, this is weird. I never really feel the effects of it like so soon, so quick. And so I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm over here on my computer having a good time, da-da-da. Have a second one. And I'm like, okay, I feel about the same. Nothing crazy. I get into the third one. As I'm halfway through the third one, I'm like, oh, shit, it's hitting me hard. Like, this is wild. So I finished the third one, and it's like around like 12, 1 a.m., something like that. And I'm like, it's time to go to sleep. Shut off my computer, go into the room, go lay down. Bro, I pass out.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up on the couch. I wake up on my couch over here, on our couch in our apartment here. And I wake up to my partner going, Elias?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, huh? And she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm just laying down. I was tired. I'm laying down.
So you went to sleep in there
and
you
woke up in the couch.
On the couch.
On the couch.
Okay.
I was gone, bro. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? I basically blacked out in a way. I don't even remember.
I guess the bed just wasn't comfy. I don't know.
Or I think maybe I got hot or something like that. Because I get hot when I sleep and I don't like to feel hot or whatever. But I woke up and like I had like one of the couch cushions on my back. And like on my back, and I was just laying down or whatever. And I was like,
Were you confused for a second?
Yeah, I was confused for a second. I was like, I don't remember getting here. Like, I don't remember. It was really wild. And I think that was like, you know, maybe I'm done. Maybe
done drinking?
I think so. Really? At least I'm going to give it a month or two, because like, I'm just like, man, it just doesn't feel fun anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? It kind of feels more so like I'm doing more harm than I am enjoying myself. You know what I mean?
You know, the last time I drank?
Bro, I want to say, just let me guess. 2.5 years ago.
Super Bowl.
This past year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's when you drank?
Yeah. I haven't drank since Super Bowl.
Damn. Yeah. I mean, I used to enjoy it because like it actually feels good. You know what I mean? But then now, like with that, I was just like, and then my body, like, I just don't have as much of a good time anymore.
Right.
So I'm just like, well, maybe it's time to.
I would like to go out on the town and get drunk. I don't do that.
Oh yeah. I don't think I'd do that unless I had like a driver or took Ubers and stuff, you know. But then also I don't trust drinking to the point to where I can't remember or what's going. I'm not comprehensive. Like I can't tell what's going on.
I've never really been blackout drunk.
Man, I've been blackout for like, I could say probably a handful of times.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yep.
Damn, bro.
So yeah.
The ramen hit you. The ramen accentuated the flavors.
Maybe. I want to say that the ramen wasn't dense enough to absorb all the alcohol.
The noodles soaked up the beer.
But it wasn't. I should have had more noodles.
I don't know.
More ramen. But it was weird waking up. When you have, if you're a person who's had blackouts, like blackout drunks like that, yo, this shit is like crazy. Because you're like, then you start to think, what did I do?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Who did I text? Who did I call?
Where's the dog?
She was chilling in the room. Our dog was just chilling like, where are you going? It was real wild. So drink responsibly, please.
Yeah, man.
But anyway, that's
everybody
the end.
Be safe for New Year's. Drink responsibly.
Oh my, drink responsibly. Get also, get an Uber. Taxi if you have taxis near you. Or I don't know if AAA still does this thing, you know, where they kind of take your car back to wherever.
Oh, yeah.
The service. They might have that still for free, where they just, if you don't want to drive or if you're too inebriated to drive, they get something to like take your car to your house for you.
Let's have a good 2022, everybody.
Let's all make it into 2022.
End the year well. Start off next year well.
Yep. So that was episode 48 of the Not All Here podcast. If you can, follow us on Instagram. Also, if you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. This helps us reach out to new listeners. Also, subscribe to the YouTube. Follow Cool Ass People. Follow our personal pages. Mine is It's Easy L. Jenny?
JRB the producer on all of the platforms. Also, if you listen to my music, I'm dropping a little EP on the 31st.
Oh, dope.
Ending the year. It's basically, I've dropped 6 singles. It's basically a collection of those plus one new song, just dropping it as a little EP/album.
Oh, nice.
If you like my music, go check it out. Jettison Bombardier. Follow me on all the platforms. Follow your dreams and enjoy.
I was like, where's it going?
That was terrible.
All right, we'll catch y'all in the new year. Peace.
Peace.